हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने. ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So the last class we saw, so when a Shunyavadi establishes, tried to argue that Asat alone was, Asat implies the nothingness. Nothingness cannot reveal its existence by itself. And whoever talks about the nothingness is definitely distinct, different from the nothingness. Therefore, there is a fallacy in his argument to say Shunyam alone was there. And both Sat and Asat also cannot coexist. Asat means, the reality and unreality cannot coexist, because they are opposed to each other. So the 33rd verse was mentioned, Tamasa Suryaha Na Api Cha Aso Tamomayaha. See, darkness is not the nature of the sunlight, sun. Na Tamasa Suryo Napi Chasau Tamomayaha Tachunyayor Virodhitvat Shunyamasi Kathambada. Therefore, Shunyam happens to be, something opposed to the Sat. How Shunyam alone was there? How can you say Shunyam alone was there? So it is not appropriate to say that Shunyam alone was there. That's what we saw last class. Let us see the next verse now. Biyada de nama rupe mayaya suvikalpite shunyasya nama rupe cha Tata che jivyatam chiram. So here, Viyad Adehe, he starts with Viyad Adehe. Viyad means space, and Viyad Adehe means Viyad onwards, space onwards. And all the elements are all what? Even the air, space, air, fire, water, earth. All the elements, subtle elements, the gross elements and the elementals, everything is what? Only the Nama Rupa, only a form and name. So Nama Rupe, all these forms, names and their corresponding functions. So forms, name, corresponding functions which constitute the universe actually. Mayaya sukalpite. So nama rupe su vikalpite. They're only caused by this, the manifestation of the power of maya. Only because of the maya that these mithya nama rupas are there. Shunyasya nama rupe chitatha che jivyatam chiram. How can we talk about the non-existence of forms and names which are experienced? When you say you cannot deny the experience of forms and names, which are caused by the Maya, only because of the manifestation or the power of the reality, It's called Maya. We find all these forms, names and functions definitely, and which are mithya, we know very well. Why they're mithya? Because they do not have an independent existence of their own. And in the Namarupa, he just starts with Vyad Adi. Space onwards means right from space, a space including space onwards, everything else, the entire cosmos of these forms, names and functions. So all of them are definitely products of the Maya. When you say products of Maya, what it means, it's only because of the Maya, the time and space. The time has come into existence because of the Maya. The space comes into existence because of the Maya. And then in between this time and space, whatever exists, all of them are the caused by Maya only. So Mayaya su vikalpite. He only says Nama and Rupa, we have to add Karma also. Now, Shunyasya Nama Rupe. Therefore, if we say all these forms, names and functions you're experiencing are all Shunyam. How can we say they're all Shunyam? Because we're experiencing. So, it is not appropriate or part to say all the forms, names and functions I'm experiencing are all non-existent. So they're all not non-existent, which means if they're not non-existent, if we say we are experiencing and they cannot have the forms, names and functions must have their own, definitely they must have their own substratum. Suppose if we say they're all not there also, then how can that be very life? The life itself is impossible. Tatha chet jivyatam chiram. Suppose if they're not produced by Maya, then they would have been there forever. And these forms, names and functions, they come into existence, they're there for some time, they also resolve, they do not remain forever. They are not there for all ever. Satopi nama rupe dve kalpite chetadavada kutreti niradishthano nabramah kvachidikshyate. So sataha api nama rupe dve kalpite chet. So definitely from nothingness, forms, names and functions would not have come into existence out of nothing. And even if we say it is, they come from Satta also, then they must have there some adhishtanam. Kutra iti niradhishtanaha niradhishtanaha na brahmaha kvachidu na ikshate. See, niradhishtanaha implies here they must have some adhishtanam. We talk about the wave, you must talk about the water, because they cannot be on their own without the adhishtanam. So, kut niradhishtanaha kutra namarupe kutra kalpite kutra iti na brahmaha kochite na ikshate. Without the adhishtanam. So, the word adhishtanam is a very important word there. See, adhisthanam. I want to understand the meaning of the word adhisthanam here. So the forms, names and functions which constitute this universe must have an adhisthanam. Now, Vidyarana Swami's aim is to say this jagat, nothing was there, shunyam alone was there, we cannot say. Because out of shunyam, this universe of experience wouldn't have come into existence. And this universe which you are experiencing now constitute these forms, names and functions. And all these forms, names and functions are mithya, we know. We say that. But if, according to Buddhist, all these forms and functions are also shunyam. He does not take into account any of this. So according to him, this Jagat does not exist at all. Therefore, we have to say, you cannot deny the existence of the forms, names and functions. It is not unreal. But these forms and functions which constitutes this universe, if you are experiencing means, then definitely they must have their adhishtanam. The word adhi, adhi is a prefix, stha is a dhatu, and sthanam means a locus, a place. Adhi plus sthanam, you get this word adhishtanam. So sthanam is a place, is a locus. Now I can say, where is the wave? You can say wave is the ocean. We can say wave is in the ocean, but at the same time you can say wave is ocean. This is sthanam. But when you say adhisthanam, means what is the very locus, means what is the very existence, what is substratum. The word adhisthanam is substratum, the existence, the support, the adhara. What is that without which the form cannot exist independently? We said if wave is a form and indicated by the word, a given word called wave is a word indicating a given form and which is of the nature of moving around. And that wave, where does that form exist? And without the form, the word will be meaningless. Without the word, the form and the form, even the function or whatever the wave is supposed to do also is not possible. So what is the substratum here? That is the substance called water. So water is the adhishtanam for the form, name and function called wave. So similarly, everything we are experiencing, extend the example and see here, all the objects of perception. So I've come out of the verse now and just make me understand one word, adhishtanam, today. So all the objects of perception, the objects perceived through the sense organs, sense forms, the water is perceived through your eyes, water is perceived through the sounds perceived through your ears, the smells perceived through your nose, the taste perceived through the tongue, the touch perceived through the skin, all fivefold objects. The innumerable, countless, fivefold objects which constitute the universe are all mere forms. Mere forms. And all the forms are indicated by their corresponding words. And all the forms also give associated with their corresponding functions or they serve a given their own corresponding purposes. Therefore, this Nama Rupa Karmatmakam Jagat, this entire universe, which you are experiencing, therefore it cannot be denied as something absolutely non-existent. It is not absolutely existent also. This universe is not absolutely existent, absolutely real, but it is neither absolutely unreal. It is the universe which experience is neither absolutely real nor is it absolutely unreal because it is experienced. Why it is not absolutely not unreal? Because it is available for experience. Why is it not absolutely real? Because it doesn't have independent existence of its own. And here we have to remember the meaning from the Mandukya Upanishad. In Mandukya Upanishad, Acharya, Gaudapada Acharya makes it very clear. Yad drishyam tat sarvam mithya. Jadam. Yad jadam tat sarvam mithya. See, yad drishyam tat sarvam jadam. Yad jadam tat sarvam mithya. Anything which is objectified, anything which is perceived, known, an object of perception, definitely is of the nature of inertness. You need not have a second thought about it. It's already well thoroughly analyzed. How do you mean definitely? Is it so? Yes. How do you say anything that is here is jadam. It has the nature of inertness. What is the basis to say? It because it is an object of perception. Every form being an object of perception doesn't matter in through which sense organ, through which pramanam it is perceived. It is known. The pramanams may differ. Now the means of perception may be different, but all the objects of perceptions, irrespective, you know, through whichever means of perception they are perceived, all the objects of perception are of the nature of inertness. Because they are objects. Drishyatvat jadatvam. Jadat ke drishyatvat jadatvam. Because they are seen, they are experienced, they are objects of perception, therefore they are of the nature of inertness. And anything which is of the nature of inertness is mithya. See, you understand the meaning of that one word, adhishthanam. Thereby I can take you later on to this Brahma. So here mithya. And mithya means it does not have independent existence. You are here, all this entire world, which is experienced now, of the fivefold objects, the innumerable countless forms indicated by the corresponding words and serving the corresponding function, the purposes, this entire universe, form is object of perception. Any form, object of perception is jadam, therefore it is mithya. But therefore it cannot be, mithya means it has no independent existence, therefore this universe cannot be said to be absolutely real also. The universe of which is perceived is neither absolutely real nor is it unreal. If we say that, then this mithya universe which enjoys certain reality, we call it as though real or empirically real or objectively real. No, vyavaharikam satyam is a, it must have a substratum. It cannot exist independently. Means what is that depending upon which this entire cosmos, including your ahankara, okay, including the ahankara, the memories, chittam, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. You cannot go to subtler, you cannot search for the subtlest matter other than your mind. Your mind is the subtlest form of matter. Material product. Subtlest material product is your mind. People call it hardware. So this mind and your pranas, your function, the powers, our instruments of perception, instruments of actions, and the gross physical body, the abode of enjoyment, and all these, the whole setup is itself is here for us to be, and to enable us to experience, to have the experience. Without this body, mind's complex, something called experience is not possible. Then, when the experience is not possible, even the reality obtaining as the Atma cannot have the status of being the experiencer also. Even reality alone can be there. And this including this body mind complex, which is also part of the objective universe, the entire objective universe is only a mithya form, name and function. Nama, Rupa, Karmatmakam, Jagat. It has its existence. There is a locus, there is an adhara, there is a substratum, support, and there is adhishthanam. And that adhishthanam, so that depending upon which something enjoys existence is called adhishthanam, substratum. This thanam without which a form called wave cannot have its form, enjoys existence is adhishthanam. Similarly here, for this entire jagat also, namarupa karmatmakam, this akilam jagat also, there is a substratum which is of the nature of existence. And there is sat, and sat is there. definitely Sat is the Adhishtanam, and it implied by the term Brahma. Sat Brahmaiva Jagataha Adhishtanam. Jagataha Adhishtanam Sat Brahmaiva. It's exactly like when we say the Jagat is, the ocean is, it is water alone is. Inseparably, what is there with the ocean is the water. In fact, water alone is there as the ocean. Similarly, it is Sat Brahmaiva Jagat Rupena Bhati. It is Sat Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. Therefore, Jagat Brahmaiva Jagataha Adhishtanam. It is Brahman which is the Adhishtanam of this entire universe. Therefore, it is not right on our part to say Shunyam was, Shunyam alone is. There is only Shunyam. Nothing is here. This view of Buddhist is not acceptable. And even for the person to say, when he says nothing is there, and he must be there to say nothing is there. Nothingness cannot speak by itself. Speak for itself. Nothingness cannot speak for itself. So somebody has to say nothing is there. And so Pooja Swamiji always used to say, make fun, you are there. You are there to say nothing is there. You are there. So you cannot deny existence of yourself. Similarly here, the Vidyayana Swami also tells Buddhist, you are there to say nothing is there. So what about your existence? In fact, that's why we say you are the very Satyam and you are the very existence. Therefore, and that you are the Satyam, the Sat is the Brahma, and that Brahma, the reality obtaining as existence of this universe, which alone in the name of universe, is essentially of the nature of knowing. But only thing is, you cannot arrive at the reality, substratum of the universe, implement the term Brahman, in terms of its knowing, in terms of its nature of knowing as an object. Whatever you perceive is Brahma, whatever is experienced is Brahma. All it is, there is only Brahma, the reality. When you're experiencing the ocean, you're experiencing the water only. So every experience of every object, every mithya vastu is actually Satyam Brahma. But still, if you have to arrive at the reality, in terms of its nature of knowing, you have to come to the very subject of knowledge. Only when you negate everything else, arrive at the knower, distinguish the knower from the known, there's no way of arriving at the nature of, arriving at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing without having negated the, without having distinguished the knower from the known. Okay, I'm repeating the sentence, without having distinguished the knower from the known, there is no way of arriving at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Got it? Got the point? Without having distinguished the knower, there is no way of arriving at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, only when you arrive at the reality, distinguish the knower from the known, and you see, you experience the knower, you do understand the knower, you know there's a knower, and that knower is another than yourself. And when you ask this, who this knower is, what this I is, naturally you stumble upon the reality, which is of the nature of formlessness. You cannot think of any form of the, they cannot conceive, it is of any form of the reality. You just arrive at the reality, and that reality, that too in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, the reality is implied by the term jnanam, and in this context, we have to use the term jnanam as chit. Sat eva asit chit drupena. Sat alone was as chit, as pure knowledge. Sat was in chidrupena. existence alone was, Brahman obtaining as the existence of the universe was there as the pure consciousness, as pure reality, pure knowledge. Therefore, what about all these forms and names? It is just the wave is a form indicated by a given name, you know, involved in its own nature of function of wavering, and that actually is very much there in the very water. It is not outside. Similarly, here the form is, you cannot imagine a form without the substratum. Without the adhishtanam, there cannot be something called form. Adhishtanam is not the form, but the form is unimaginable without the adhishtanam. You have to understand this. Adhishtanam, that which is there as the adhishtanam, is not the rupam, is not the form. But you cannot imagine, visualize the form without its adhishtanam. Similarly here, adhishtanam of the jagat is distinct from the jagat, but the jagat is something which cannot be imagined without its adhishtanam. So that which is there as the adhishtanam is distinct from this jagat, different from the jagat. At the same time, jagat is jagat cannot be imagined without its adhishtanam, because it is a mere form. It is such a mind-blowing fact. It is only a non-substantial form. Jagat is a non-substantial form, is a mind-blowing, it's just a fact. Whether it's acceptable or not, how gross it looks, how substantial it looks, how real it looks, but still it is a non-substantial form, and which enjoys the name and which serves a purpose. And the name will collapse, the purpose will collapse without this form if there is no such adhishtanam imprinted by the term Brahman in the form of Sat, which alone is there as the pure Chit, without which is be nothing. So, and that Sat, when you understand, you yourself has to resolve your individuality, your identity. If you really take this I separated from this body mind is complex, and see it, what is this I? Of course, I obtaining in the form of a thought, the ahankara expressed as a first for the pronoun indicated, used by every individual to refer to one's own self, cannot be there by itself. One wave alone cannot be there by itself. You cannot say only one particular one's branch of the tree alone, branch of the tree alone is there. Without a tree, without a trunk, without the leaves, without the flower, without the roots. And the tree, the branch alone enjoys existence independently without the other parts of the tree. It is not possible. When there is something called a branch, enjoying the name branch, it must be there only as part of the total object called tree. Similarly here, even this word I, even this first person singular pronoun, expression of this manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in the realm of a thought, also cannot be by itself without the body, mind, sense complex, which form this human individual. And that I is the subtlest and the highest form of manifestations. Highest form of manifestation is this I, and that alone is there, without which there cannot be something called knower. That is why we say, even though in animals, in all these, in animals, animals' life is there. All the animals eat, drink, they reproduce, they grow big, their life is there, but still there is no knower on the part of animal. In the animal, there's no knower. There's some instinct-based knowledge is there. Animals have instinct-based knowledge. They can recognize their species. They can recognize some danger. They can recognize their hunger, appetite. They can recognize their food. So they can have food. They can have sex. They can reproduce. They live their lives, animal lives. Every animal can live its own life. Like a frog can live its frog's life. Monkey can live its monkey's life. They don't have that, not the status. There's no such a thing called the status of being the knower. There's no knower obtaining in any animal. You know why there's no knower? Neither the known. Certain instinct-based knowledge is there on the part of every animal. Some knowledge is there. I'm not saying this sort not knowledge at all is not there. But all instinct-based. There's no such a thing called self-consciousness. And there's no knower on the part of any animal. Whereas a human being, this, the knower status itself, the knower on the part of every human being is possible because of this highest form of manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, obtaining in the form of a thought, and which is something which without which there's no human being, but which alone is not a human being, and which is part of the human being, and which has to be distinguished here. Which has to be distinguished, which has to be understood, and if that I we analyze repeatedly, you cannot have what is the to understand the adhishtanam of the entire jagat, and you have to understand the adhishtanam of the entire mind, and adhishtanam of the entire mind has to be understood only as the adhishtanam of the very I. I is only a form, subtlest form, subtlest form. Enjoying the state, what is the name? You say ego is a name attributed to that I. And what does it serve? It is expressed and used to indicate, to refer to one's own self. That's why a human being endowed with this knowledge is a very special, very unique, and very highly sophisticated. And this I, source of this I, if you search for, in fact, it will resolve only in the reality. You cannot, it is not there, it is there. It is not there in waking, in state, deep sleep state, it is there in the waking. And where does it exist? Where does it rise from? Where does it resolve? It is not outside of the reality, which is of the nature of formlessness. When you arrive at the truth, all that I, which alone is there when the I is not there. What is there when the I is resolved in deep sleep state? When you understand it, that reality is of the nature of formlessness. You cannot conceive any form of that reality obtaining there. And that reality, form, which is of the nature of formlessness, is of the nature of knowing. So you only arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing only as the truth of I. And then you call it, instead of using the word jnanam, you can use the term chit. The reality which is of the nature of knowing and which alone as adhishtanam is also what? As the sat. The chit being the sat is the adhisthanam, adhishtanam. Therefore, and this whole jagat, all the forms, these innumerable countless forms which constitute the jagat are all just forms which cannot be imagined without its substratum. Therefore, it is possible to say, we cannot say nothing is here. All that is there is only Sat. What a big difference between an Advaitin and a Buddhist. Buddhist says nothing is here. Advaitin says all that is there is only Brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. Is the expression or the vision of an Advaiti. There is nothing here is the view of the Buddhist. Vision of an Advaitin should not be mentioned as the view. Advaitin's vision of the fact is different from the Buddhist's view, which is illogical, non-acceptable, and contradicts definitely your reasoning. Which means, that is why in Taittiriya Upanishad it is said, whoever denies the existence of Brahman, he denies the existence of one's own self. When you say nothing is here, you deny your own existence, because you have been able to say that I am here. To say nothing is there. To say nothing is here, I must be here. So the view which makes one deny the existence of one's own self, how can it be accepted? How is acceptable? You're getting it there? Okay. So this is the Adhishthanam. You got the Adhishthanam, the word Adhishthanam. Therefore, Niradhishthanaha Kutra. No? Is there anything? I'm not doing the whole verse today. It's saying Niradhishthanaha Kutra. So how can there be anything without its Adhishthanam? So Brahmaha Kvachite Na Ikshyate. So there is no confusion or whatsoever here. There is no confusion. There is very clear. It is very, very clear. Only there is a problem will be if you say the universe is real, then there will be a problem. We do not say the universe is real at all. At the same time, we cannot say the universe is unreal like a Buddhist. That is why only an Advaitin can give the very term mithya is appropriately used only by Advaitin, that jagan mithya. So Brahma satyam jagan mithya. And you don't need to worry about the jiva, because already jiva brahmaiva naparaha. We already resolved jivas and Brahma. Therefore, only if we say universe is real, it'll be a problem. We do not say universe is real. At the same time, nor can we accept what we can say. Universe is as good as unreal, we can say, as good as non-existent, we can say, but we cannot say universe is absolutely unreal. And because it is not unreal, at the same time, we understand universe as only what? Mere forms. Universe is of mere forms. So without the words will be meaningless, and the function, the purpose also will be not possible. The functions will be impossible. The words will be meaningless without the forms. And all these forms cannot be imagined without their substratum. The forms are of the Sat Brahma. Forms are Brahma. Forms are of Sat Brahma, which is of the nature of formlessness. The whole universe is constituted of forms of Brahman, which is of the nature of formlessness. And that formless reality is the Adhishthanam, which is to be arrived at, which is nothing but essentially of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term Chit. So when you understand this, you're also indirectly seeing what? You are objective towards, you can be objective towards the very mind. The more you resolve the I in the chid, that you can be objective towards the very mind. You can see the eye sense is object for you. Eye sense itself is an object. Eye is a subject. Eye sense itself is object. And everything else is not object. The entire mind is object. You can be objective towards the mind. Your resolve, the individuality means, object towards your own body. Objectivity comes, starts from the body, mind, sense complex, then the entire universe. At the same time, you can say, all that is here is just the Brahma, which is the Adhishthanam. The standpoint of the universe, Adhishthanam is a status attributed to the reality. The standpoint of Brahman, you cannot even say Adhishthanam, there's only Brahma. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantih Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.